Title: Texture Loops from Room Tone in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's do something very drum and bass. We're going to take Room Tone, the boring nothing sound between takes, and turn it into tempo lock texture loops that make your drums and bass feel bigger, grittier, and more alive without cluttering the mix. When I say Room Tone, I mean all the stuff you normally try to remove. Air conditioning, laptop fan, distant traffic, electrical whine, mic self-noise, room resonance. Indeed, NB, that's not trash, that's free vibe. And the advanced part here is, we're going to make it musical and controllable. Tight loops, synced movement, and printable assets you can actually arrange like a pro. Set your Ableton Live tempo to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for modern rollers, but everything here works in the 170 to 175 range. Create an audio track and name it Room Tone. Now record or import about 30 to 90 seconds of Room Tone. Phone mic is fine. A field recording is fine. Even silence from another recording is fine, as long as it has a consistent noise floor. Honestly, it's even better if it has occasional tiny events, little ticks, distant clanks. Those become texture highlights later. Before we touch processing, I want you to profile the sound. This is one of those habits that separates random knob turning from deliberate sound design. Drop a spectrum on the Room Tone track, no other devices yet. Press play and watch the spectrum. Look for three things. First, is there a mains hum, like a big bump around 50 or 60 Hz? Plus harmonics at 100 or 120, then 150 or 180, and so on. That stuff will wreck your subspace, so you'll want to filter or notch it. Second, is there a narrow whistle somewhere in the highs, often between 2 and 8 kHz from electronics? It can be insanely annoying once you distort the texture. Third, is the sound mostly broadband hiss, like air, or is it lumpy in the mids, like a boxy engine room? Both can be useful, but they suggest different processing. Cool. Now we clean it just enough. Not sterilize. Just enough. Put utility first. Adjust gain so your peaks are hanging around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. We're leaving headroom because later distortion and resampling will add level fast. If it's wide and messy, pull width down a bit, maybe 60 to 100% depending on what you want. Wider isn't automatically better, especially for noise. Wide noise can make the mix feel facey and tiring. Then add EQ8. Start with a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz. If your Room Tone has big rumble, go higher. DNB subspace is sacred. Optional. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if you want more air, a gentle shelf up 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. Teacher note here, if you find yourself fixing the sound for 5 minutes, you're probably overdoing it. Our goal isn't to make Room Tone pristine. Our goal is to make it useful. Now we find a loopable region using a microloop mindset. Highlight a section that's stable. No obvious coughs, doors, chair squeaks, huge bumps. Consolidate it with CMD or Control J so you have a clean chunk to work with. Turn on warp. And this is key. Don't use Beats Warp. Use Texture Warp mode. Set grain size to around 80 to 150 milliseconds to start. Set flux somewhere like 15 to 35% for a bit of drift. Texture mode is basically your granular ambience engine. It's perfect for non-musical sources because it turns them into a controllable bed. Now turn on loop and start with a loop length of half a bar or one bar. We're building something repeatable, like a little engine that can run behind the drums. If you hear clicks at the loop seam, sure, you can use clip fades. But here's the trick that often works better than fading. Move the loop points to similar texture density. Zoom in. Noise isn't periodic like a sine wave, but it does have thickness. You want the start and end to look similarly dense so the transition feels natural. Think of it like matching the grain of wood, not matching a waveform cycle. At this point, you already have a tempo-locked ambience loop, but we're going advanced, so we're going to turn it into a texture instrument. You have two options. You can keep it as an audio clip and just process it. That's fast and totally valid for beds. Or you can put it into Simpler for more control and modulation. I recommend Simpler. Drag the consolidated audio into Simpler on a new MIDI track, or just drop Simpler onto the track and load the sample. In Simpler, set the mode to classic for steady playback. Turn loop on, snap on. Set fade somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds to kill clicks. And set voices to 1 so it doesn't smear into a wash when notes overlap. Now the fun part, movement. In Simpler, use the LFO and map it to the filter frequency. Set the LFO rate to a synced value like 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small. This is about subtle motion that locks to the grid. For filter type, try LP24 for a darker bed or BP12 for more character. Add a little drive in the filter. Not too much yet. What you're doing here is turning static noise into a rhythmic component that feels like it belongs in a 174 BPM groove. Now let's build a DNB ready processing chain using stock LIV12 devices. This is where room tone becomes industrial air, vinyl hiss, engine room, all that. On your texture track, at EQ 8 first, high pass again, usually somewhere around 100 to 160 HC. Yes, again, think of it as a safety filter after any warp or device weirdness. And then notch out any whistle frequencies you identified earlier, often 2 to 5 kHz, but trust your ears and spectrum. Next, auto filter. Put it in band pass mode. Set the frequency somewhere between 500 HC and 4 kHz depending on what you want. Higher is more hissy and edgy. Lower gets more body and room. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. Now give it motion. You can use the auto filter LFO sync to 1/8. Very small amount, so it talks with the tempo. This is how you get that ghost shaker vibe out of pure noise. Next, roar. This is one of the best tools in LIV12 for making boring sources feel expensive and aggressive. Start with a gentle mode like soft clip or saturation. Bring drive up slowly, maybe 5 to 20%. If it gets harsh, use roar's tone or filtering to tame the top. If there's a mix control, live in the 30 to 60% range so you can blend distortion instead of replacing the sound entirely. Important sound design note. Distortion creates new peaks. If you distort and it suddenly starts stabbing your ears, that's normal. The solution is almost always post-EQ, not turning down distortion until nothing happens. So keep that in mind, we'll come back to it. After roar, add redux sparingly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6 for a little digital edge. Pitch reduction, 0 to 2, super cautious. Redux is like hot sauce. A tiny amount is exciting, too much and it's all you taste. Now add either chorus ensemble for subtle width, or hybrid reverb for space. If you go reverb, keep it tight, 0.6 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 18%. DNB does not forgive wash. If you blur the transients, your drop suddenly feels small even if everything is loud. Then add auto pan. Set phase to 180 degrees for side-to-side movement. Rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 10 to 30%. This is that alive behind the brakes feeling. Optionally add glue compressor at the end, light settings, attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it, you're trying to stabilize it. Now, quick advanced coach move. Do a phase sanity check, put utility last and hit mono. If your texture mostly disappears in mono, it means your width processing is too aggressive, or it's living mostly in the sides. That can feel cool solo, but it often collapses in a real mix. If it disappears, reduce width or move widening to a return track so there's always a solid dry core. Now we resample. This is how you stop CPU creep and turn cool sound design session into arrangement ready assets. Create a new audio track called Texture Print. Set audio from to your texture track. Arm it. Record 16 bars while you tweak, just slightly, the auto filter frequency or roar drive. Think of it like performing the texture. Then consolidate the best 8 or 16 bars. Now you have a committed loop you can duplicate, cut, and arrange fast. This is classic pro workflow. Design, perform, print, arrange. Here's another pro habit. Don't print just one version. Print three intensity states. State 1, dry and controlled. Less distortion. Narrower, darker. State 2, mid energy. More motion. A little wider. State 3, hyped. More drive, brighter. Wider but still filtered so it's not painful. Now in arrangement, you can swap states instead of rebuilding chains every time your track changes. Okay, now we make it sit in a DNB mix. This is where most people fail, because the texture sounds amazing solo, and then it steals the punch from the drums. First, sidechain. Add compressor on the texture. Enable sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus or your kick and snare group. Starting settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Adjust the release until it breathes with the groove instead of wobbling weirdly. Second, frequency discipline. Put an EQ 8 after your main sound design if needed. Hard high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on how busy your bass is. If it muddies the base, dip a bit around 180 to 250. If your snare loses snap, dip a couple dB around 2 to 3.5 kHz on the texture. That's often the snare crack zone. Third, level discipline. Here's the rule. Pull the fader down until you don't really notice it, then mute it. If you miss it when muted, it's perfect. If you clearly hear it all the time, it's probably too loud. Now, let's talk arrangement. A practical 64-bar plan at 174 BPM. Intro, 16 bars, texture mostly alone. Filtered breaks. Automate the auto filter so it opens from low to mid. Keep width narrower and darker at the very start, then slowly widen as drums approach. It feels like the room is opening up. Build, 16 bars, bring in hats and ghosts. Increase subtle auto pan motion. If you printed intensity states, this is where you can switch from control to mid energy. Drop, 16 bars. The trick is actually to pull the texture down 1 or 2 dB and sidechain harder. Also, right before the drop, the last half bar, mute the texture completely. Then bring it back on the downbeat slightly quieter than you think. That contrast makes the drums feel louder without changing the drums. Second phrase, 16 bars. Swap to your hyped print, but consider band limiting it so it doesn't fight the snare. Or use a darker print and let the drums feel brighter by comparison. The key in DNB is micro-variation. Every 8 bars, something shifts. Filter moves, a tiny notch sweep, a different intensity print, stereo changes, or a 1-bar fill texture that only appears at the phrase boundary. Now, advanced variations you can do if you want the texture to feel more programmed, not just floating. 1. Rhythmic duck patterns beyond kick and snare. Create a ghost MIDI track with a 1-bar pattern, maybe 1/16 pulses with missing steps. Route it to a silent instrument, like an operator sign turned all the way down or muted. Sidechain your texture compressor to that ghost track. Now your pumping is programmable and can mirror break syncopation. 2. Evolving loop length for non-obvious repetition. Set the clip loop length to something odd like 7/8 of a bar, or 3/4, or 5/4. It stays tempo-locked, but it phases against the grid over 16 to 32 bars, so it keeps changing without you automating anything. 3. Macro-controlled morphing. This audio version is shortened for playback.